evening, good evening, good midday, good night, good morning, good day, good night to you all. Whatever it is, wherever you is, make sure you're doing it good and you're doing it enjoyably. And try to have some fun on the way. Here we are, the year of our Lord, July 5th, one day after my extraordinary anniversary. 17 years of marriage bliss. And in just a few months, we can officially stamp 21 years of being the A1 exclusive ones for each other. That being Laz and his beautiful, lovely wife. So, I know it's been a little while, but things have been a little busy in Lazarus's life. But most of it is, it's good. It's okay. They can throw anything they want at me. You know, I'll swing, I'll knock it out of the park, I'll bunt, I'll get a pinch hitter, do whatever. Maybe I'll strike out, but they can't keep me down for long. I'm still in the batting rotation. So this is the ride in. Riding into work. A little bit earlier than normal on Sundays, but hey. You know, being a holiday and being the first day of our work week, Sunday, the highest call-out day of the week, and you've got vacations and what have you. Don't bomb me too much, so what, we're coming in an hour and a half early. All that means is I've got a better chance of getting some of that OT, and God knows I need it right about now. So, I hope everything has been going well in your lives and the lives of those that you love and those that are around you. Remember, don't hate, celebrate, don't escalate, take the stairs. But one thing I would like to try to keep going, and I really hope that I get a response from my handful of listeners, from the handful of people who have downloaded a few podcasts. That's right. I keep tabs. I'm watching you. Okay, I get stats emailed to me, so that's how I keep track of it, but shows that I care. So, Lazarus is also working on a Facebook page to go along with the @LazReport Twitter site. And I try to keep chock full of headlines and news and sports, music, current events, politics, things of that nature. But I did put one on my private, my personal Facebook account, and I definitely want to get it out here onto Podomatic, and I'm going to share this topic with as many folks as I can, because I want to get your honest opinions and your feelings on the subject. Some might feel that I'm beating a dead horse here, but the sad truth is the topic isn't dead, and because of this great country being a democracy, it's given a voice to everyone. But unfortunately, being given a voice and the ability to express it doesn't always constitute a brain to go along with it, to unleash thought out thoughts. But here we go. It's based on the removal of the Confederate flag, okay? In this man's opinion, they have absolutely gone too far with this, and I will hopefully this train of thought won't make a right-hand turn and go down a dirt road, but I will I'll give you the piece that really, really stamped it for me, saying that this whole thing has gone too far, okay? In my personal opinion, the only places, and let's remember, my opinion is usually the right opinion and the right thought for everyone, just saying. Because the Confederate flag should be, and should always be, and remain, and there should be no fighting about it, but it should be removed inside and out from state and government run buildings, offices, whatever. I mean, the state building, whatever it was. I've got so much on my mind. But the building in particular that was in the papers first about removing this flag, it's a government-run facility. It's a state building, you know. And let's not forget, all right, what that flag was intended for. Okay, that flag was intended for the Southern Union states that wished to secede from the Northern states. From, I'm sorry, did I say Union? I messed it up. Let me try this again. You know, the Confederate states wanting to, you know, secede from the rest of the country, you know, from the Northern states. It wasn't about black and white. It wasn't about, you know, pros or cons, you know, those for or those against slavery. It really had nothing to do with that. So, again, in this man's opinion, you know, it was a flag that originally stood for, you know, these states that wanted to be separate from the United States. They didn't want to be part of the United States. They didn't want to be part of America. So, with that being said, and the fact that the South lost that Civil War, then we are one nation under one flag. Okay? If you want to fly that flag in your home, you know, out the back of your pickup truck, on your wall, you know, wherever, that's fine. That's fine. You know, but as far as it being, it's kind of redundant and ridiculous, in my opinion, to wave that thing on government-run, owned, state-run, owned you know, buildings, facilities, because they are buildings that are representing the United States of America, not, you know, the United States and a handful of southern states. You know what I mean? I won't wait for you to answer because I can't hear you anyhow, but I hope you're listening. Okay, now, for something to strike me hard enough to get up in arms, to, you know, get all riled up, then, you know, it's a, it's something worthwhile to do so, you know. Okay, when I read some of my news feeds and saw that Gettysburg, okay, those of you that may not know, Gettysburg was the site of the most of and the bloodiest sorry, my history is terrible, but 2 or 3 days, whatever it was, I don't know, of the Civil War. Bloodiest, the most casualties and deaths so quickly, and you know, the waters there literally ran red with the blood of fallen soldiers. You know, brother against brother, you know, family member against family member. They were, you know, farmers that were down on their luck, out of work, or maybe they're just out of work, average Joes. And this was a way to get paid, to support their family, to, you know, make it to the next day. So they fought. And being that they live in the South, well, guess who they're fighting for? Okay, so get all that other mess out of your head about, you know, it was for, you know, slavery, and it was for this, it was for that. You know, if you go deep enough into your history, you'll see that after the Emancipation Proclamation was made, Lincoln was working on something, an amendment, whatever, to have African Americans that were, you know, unwillfully imported from overseas and brought to the country. Lincoln didn't feel that, you know, there should be the integration between just plain and simple black and white. He died before anything was finished up on it or finalized, which may or may not have been a good thing. I don't know. But you go back that far, and what you are trying to nip in the bud with that is the, you know, the racial tension that was, you know, brewing, or that was already, you know, boiling over, whatever the case was. I wasn't there. But get back to it. Gettysburg has removed any and all merchandise that has the Confederate flag on it. Removed it. Just threw all the merchandise out. And Lord only knows, because of my schedule, I don't really have the time to read into it so much, but that much is true. Now, what's to stop them from, you know, pixeling out, editing, censoring, putting a great big black bar over it, whatever, the likeness of the Confederate flag, you know, throughout the buildings, you know, and the war reenactments and, you know, things of that nature. Now you are flat out messing with history, our history, our United States history. Okay. A good friend of mine had mentioned through Facebook that before you know it, you're going to have people calling for the removal of the pyramids of Giza, stating that it's a monument to slavery. Okay? It's gone way too far. TV Land pulling all the reruns of Dukes of Hazzard, out of rotation because of the Confederate flag. Now, hello, TV Land. Number one, nobody ever had a problem with the TV show Dukes of Hazzard or complained about it. Two, you were on the show for so long and there was never any qualms about it. Three, I think I'm at, the doggone car was named the General Lee. So, yeah, you know, it's ridiculous. It is totally ridiculous, you know. You know, another friend had mentioned, well, you know, every time I see a plane, you know, it reminds me of September 11th, and I think all planes should be removed or, you know, censored. You know, it's that's how silly it's becoming. And so I urge you to, you know, send an email. Quick and easy. I'm going to throw out my email address again. You can use the one that I've been using in the beginning, damp69@live.com. That's damp, D as in Delta, A as in Alpha, M as in Michael, P as in Paul, the number 6, the number 9, @live.com. And leave me your thoughts. Give me your thoughts. You know, leave something. Leave a message through email, or you know, post it to me through Podomatic. Because I really like to hear your thoughts on it. Your thoughts, their thoughts, everybody's thoughts. You know, I'm asking for your opinions. There's no right or wrong answers. This isn't a test. So, and I'm not going to holler and scream at anybody because of what they feel or what their thoughts are, because you don't do that, especially when somebody's asking for that information. So please, let me know. I really look forward to hearing from you. I don't know what tonight's going to bring, but as always, I hope to do another ride out for you and have this up and going on the site before too late in the morning. If things go well, I might be able to get one this one posted during my lunch break. But we shall see. But I want to thank you all and wish you all a great a great day, great night. Whatever you're doing, make it enjoyable. This is Laz, your host and entertainer for the evening, saying goodnight.